This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery.
Hello, and welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for January 15th, 2010. I'm Anne Stanford, and I will be reading a synopsis of two review articles published online today by the Journal of Neurosurgery. The articles, titled Highly Cited Works in Neurosurgery, Parts 1 and 2, were written by Francisco Ponce and Andre Lozano. How do we measure scientific impact in neurosurgery? Which discoveries change how we think and what we do? What new operations provide value? And what does it take to write a classic paper? In this two-part study, Drs. Ponce and Lozano attempt to answer these questions. By using citations analysis, they identify works that have made key contributions to the practice of neurosurgery. In Part 1, the authors evaluate the 100 top-cited articles published in neurosurgical journals. Nearly all of these papers were studies on cerebrovascular disease, tumors, trauma, or functional neurosurgery. In Part 2, the findings from the first part led the authors to identify, within the broader medical literature, studies that have been cited more than 400 times. These are the so-called citation classics. While studies on cerebrovascular disease were the most common among these articles, only a small percentage of the top-cited classics concern spinal surgery. So what does it take to write a citation classic? To produce such a work, a neurosurgeon typically has introduced a new surgical technique, evaluated an established technique through a well-designed trial, or developed a simple and useful method for classifying diseases and injury. While it helps if the paper is published in a high-impact journal, it's not necessary.
Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the JNSPG this week, or to listen to more podcasts from the Journal of Neurosurgery or Neurosurgical Focus, please visit us at thejns.org.